Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Thursday, the 23rd of January. Coming up, hospital baby deaths could have been prevented.
The Trust say they're reviewing their service with some of England's leading maternity experts to make rapid improvements.
Deadly virus spreading from China.
I think it's a concern. I don't think we should panic quite yet, but there seems to be quite a rapid rise in the number of cases.
And car dealership has parts stolen again.
The parts were all removed and taken within 25 minutes, so whoever the gentleman was knew exactly what they were doing.
Kent Online News.
An investigation's found the deaths of some babies at hospitals in part of Kent could have been prevented. Ish has the details.
Well, the investigation into East Kent Hospitals Trust has concluded at least seven deaths since 2016 might not have happened if standards had been higher. A separate report dating back to 2015 found maternity units at the QEQM in Margate and William Harvey in Ashford were vulnerable out of hours, with consultants reluctant to attend when requested. The findings have been revealed ahead of the conclusion into the death of seven-day-old Harry Richford at the QEQM in November 2017. Hospital bosses have already apologised, admitting standards fell short. In a statement, the Trust say they're reviewing their service with some of England's leading maternity experts to make rapid improvements.
Kent Online reports.
Elsewhere today, two men have been taken to hospital after being stabbed in Canterbury. A third man's also been injured following a disturbance in Canterbury Lane yesterday evening, which witnesses say involved a group of delivery riders. Two men aged 19 and 20 have been arrested on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm. Officers are keen to speak to witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage of the area. There's been a drop in the number of crimes being recorded in Kent. According to new data, more than 6,100 fewer were recorded in the 12 months to last September compared with the previous year. That's a drop of 3.1%. While cases of burglary, criminal damage and violence fell, there has been an increase in other crimes, including stalking, drugs and possessing weapons. The parents of a 24-year-old who died while holding his breath in a swimming pool near Canterbury say their only comfort will be to stop it from happening to anyone else. Cambridge graduate Dominic Hamlin died because of a previously undiagnosed heart condition at the family home in Crundale last July. His dad, who's a world-famous neurosurgeon, is raising awareness and urging more people to get screened. We're being urged not to panic too much about the possibility of a deadly virus in China spreading to Kent. So far, 17 people have died and hundreds have been infected. Authorities in Wuhan, where it's thought to have originated, have shut down all public transport. Air passengers travelling directly from affected areas to the UK will face screening on landing. STRU GP Dr. Julian Spinks has been speaking to Louisa on KMTV.
I think it's a concern. I don't think we should panic quite yet, but there seems to be quite a rapid rise in the number of cases, particularly in China. We're starting to see individual cases popping up elsewhere, including the United States, and the number of deaths is rising. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we're in for a big, big problem. And these coronaviruses can be quite mild. They can be like a cough or a cold, and it tends to affect the people who are already ill or frail. But we do need to watch out very carefully. The next couple of weeks is going to be a big crunch time because we're at the Chinese New Year, when people tend to travel around to see relatives.
And obviously it's a new virus. Do we know much about it at the moment?
Well, at the moment, we know it's one of the coronaviruses. These are viruses that tend to cause respiratory disease. And there have been quite serious ones in the past. SARS about 20 years ago killed hundreds of people, and MERS, which came from the Middle East. They haven't given this new one a name yet. And we know that it's probably moved across some animals. It was first around a seafood and animal market in Wuhan. It can then go on to humans, and if it then can spread from human to human, that's when we've got problems. And it does seem that that can happen.
And I mentioned there, World Health Organization holding an emergency meeting. What could the UK do to try and kind of tackle the issue as well?
Well, the first thing is going to be concentrating on people coming from China, particularly from the province that's affected. And they can be monitored for things like a temperature. And I'm afraid it's going to assume that if you have a fever, that you might have this, so you can be isolated. But it will get much more difficult if we start to see more outbreaks happening in other parts of the country, of the world. So, because then you're trying to monitor lots and lots of people coming in.
And you mentioned the timing of it with the Chinese, the New Year as well, the Lunar New Year. That's probably affecting it as well.
It's very similar to Christmas, the Chinese New Year. People go to spend time with their families, which means within China, there are millions of people moving around so it can spread there. And likewise, people travel internationally to either go back to their families or to go to relatives. And so, again, they can spread the virus.
And in terms of treatment, is there any treatment for the virus?
Sadly, it's a virus, which means antibiotics don't work. It's mostly supportive. There's work on a vaccine for MERS, and they may need to work on a vaccine for this, but it'll be a few weeks or possibly months before that comes up.
Kent Online News.
A man's been jailed for 11 years for trying to smuggle £2 million worth of heroin into Kent. 21 grams of the Class A drug was discovered inside the 59-year-old's truck at Dover Eastern Docks. The family of a little boy from Aylsham who ended up in a coma after being knocked off his scooter by a car are urging more people to become blood donors. 8-year-old Charlie Golden was flown to a London hospital after suffering serious injuries 8 months ago, and his life was saved thanks to 2 blood transfusions. His parents have now signed up to donate and are encouraging others to do the same. We're going to be given another chance to say what we think of plans to build a new tunnel under the Thames linking Kent and Essex. Tweaks have been made to the design of the Lower Thames crossing after 29,000 responses were received during the last consultation in 2018. The 14.3-mile tunnel will be the longest of its kind in the UK. The consultation starts next Wednesday and will last 8 weeks. CCTV images have been released of people police are hunting after an arson attack on a heritage train in Tunbridge Wells. Fireworks were set off in 2 carriages of the Spar Valley Railway train on New Year's Eve after the West Station site was broken into. Now, the owners of a car dealership in Tunbridge say they're feeling frustrated as another one of their cars has been vandalised for its parts. Horsepower Motor Centre has been targeted 3 times in the past 18 months. Josh Palmer, who works there, has been telling Christina about the latest theft at the weekend.
We had a call on Saturday night, quite late. A gentleman walked past our forecourt and noticed there was a severe damage to our Vauxhall Corsa VXR. Basically just gave us a call. My boss, Alex, picked the call up and obviously, you know, pretty distraught to see the pictures that they sent over of the vehicle. So I came in Monday morning to have a look at the CCTV, which revealed a gentleman on his own, full black clothing, hood up, basically coming around the back of the vehicle, taking off the front bumper and then removing the headlights. So not only did they grab all the front parts of the vehicle, but they also damaged our CCTV cameras and distorted the positioning of that just to try and hide their identity. So this happened at around 8:30 on Saturday evening. And the parts were all removed and taken within 25 minutes. So whoever the gentleman was knew exactly what they were doing, obviously specialist in removing these parts pretty quickly. And you know, we're trying to trace back and, you know, any information that can be put forward or anything that the police can do to obviously help us, you know, solve this investigation is really much appreciated.
So for someone, you know, like me, it would just seem so much simpler just to steal the car in full. So why, you know, because it is quite common that car parts now are stolen. So, you know, why do they go for the parts as opposed to just stealing the whole vehicle?
Sure. In all honesty, I think because this is a Vauxhall Corsa VXR, so top of the Corsa bracket, it's more appealing, I think, especially when you can sell individual parts, you know, if there's certain demand for a part. Whether it's personal or, you know, online, if you sell it as part of a separate auction or something, there's just more of an appeal to upgrade, you know, an individual's original Corsa with VXR parts just makes it that little bit more special to the driver. And I think, you know, because it's part of a VXR that they've vandalised and stolen, rather than the whole vehicle, the punishment, even if the culprit was found, wouldn't be as severe as stealing the car in itself.
Because obviously this isn't the first time it's happened here. If you could just tell me quickly about the other 2 incidents that you've had.
Sure. Yes, we had in September 2018, we had a Range Rover Sport that was actually stolen from our forecourt. It was stolen and luckily recovered within a couple of days. And there were three gentlemen who were prosecuted and sent to prison, who have got sentences between 3 and 5 years, obviously for the crime that they did. Obviously, massive amount of stress for us at the business, just the worry, not knowing where the vehicle was. And then it was, you know, constant phone calls to the police, you know, putting out messages to the public and all sorts. Just, you know, a really difficult time. And to recover the vehicle, you know, with some damages was rather annoying in itself, but it's something we've got to take, you know, on the chin and just hope that not many of these situations happen again. But you can only do so much to prevent them in a way.
And there was another incident where two seats were taken as well. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Sure. So we had a Volkswagen R32 that had limited edition Recaro seats in them. So because they were part of a premium line, they were literally irreplaceable. So that was located on our forecourt, and the suspects basically, you know, smashed the car, extracted the seats and left it as if nothing else had happened. So that was a huge expense to everyone here at the business, and as they were irreplaceable, there was no getting back what, you know, how special the vehicle was. So another really frustrating situation. And since then we've spent over £5,000 on CCTV, alarms, all sorts. But it still doesn't detract from the fact that, you know, these crimes will still keep happening. It's just, can you set up the precautions to hopefully deter people from doing it again?
Kent Online reports.
Young people are being warned about gangs from London coming into Kent by train and targeting them for their Apple AirPods. The earphones cost £160 and are paired to phones via Bluetooth. The latest incident saw a 15-year-old boy mugged on the Brent in Stone near Dartford. One of the county's biggest nightclubs says an announcement saying it was closing permanently was posted by hackers. Gallery in Maidstone has described the message, which was put on Facebook last night, as fake news. One of the club's directors says the venue is currently shut, but only temporarily. It's not known yet when it'll reopen. Kent-born film star Orlando Bloom has landed a role in a new animated series about the royal family. He'll be voicing Prince Harry in the satirical show on HBO, which will be focusing on Prince George's point of view. The broadcaster says the programme, called The Prince, will navigate the trials and tribulations of being a royal child.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and Charlton have managed to hold promotion-chasing Fulham to a 0-0 draw in their latest championship match. They've now gone 6 games without a win and are still 19th in the table after last night's match against the third place side at the Valley. Before the game, it was announced manager Lee Bowyer has signed a new 3-year contract. And a former striker and Ashford United manager has been telling us what it was like to play under Gillingham boss Steve Evans. Gary Alexander joined Crawley when the now Gills boss was in charge in 2012 after leaving Brentford. He's been speaking on the KM Football Podcast.
Steve Evans is one of them. If you're playing against him, he can bug you and you end up concentrating on him. But if he's with you, he takes that off you and you can go and relax and play, because everyone else worries about Steve, you know. So he's a cracking character. I'd played against him for many a year. I remembered having a row with him when we was at Leighton Orient. We played Boston away, and Lingy and obviously everyone, we had a massive row with him, a massive argument. And when I signed, he went, "I'll never forget that day you called me whatever you called me." Like, and it was one of them. I went, "That's football, Stevie." He went, "No." And we got on really well. And he's actually a cracking fella. He doesn't come across like that. A lot of people who don't know him go, "Oh, he's a complete," you know. But Steve is a top, top man.
In the dressing room, was he a great motivator before games?
Yeah, he's a great motivator. He could get in your face and liven you up if you weren't playing well. You know, I've seen him get very close to people's faces. And he's a winner. He's got the right receipt for getting results, hasn't he? He gets results. His record speaks for itself. So no matter what you think of him, no matter what you think of his style of play, no matter what you think of him as a person, his record speaks for itself. He wins promotions, you know, like, and that's why he gets jobs after job after job, and he gets good jobs, you know. So as I said, you need to know him to realise the fella he is. He's actually a cracking fella.
You can hear their full chat if you missed it in the sports section of our website. That's it for now, but don't forget you can go to kentonline.co.uk for more news throughout the day.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.